The shiur for this afternoon is on the topic of slichos. I'm sorry, but I don't understand. I think it is a fundamental, important fact that we started saying slichos last night, and many of us, at least until I saw these series of shiurim on the topic of slichos, did not really understand what it was, why it has to be said at night, slash, you know, when we say night, I mean after chatzos, and the preferably, you know, after vasikin, or before vasikin, I'm sorry. Why exactly that's, what's that about? We'll discuss a little halachic inyan, as you know, there's supposed to be halachic shir, so we'll discuss, of course, the inyan of, can you say slichos at other times? This becomes something very, very popular. You shouldn't know from it. But in America, it's very popular to have minyanim at slichos at 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock. Is there anything to that? Is that allowed? The shiurim that I will be giving today, the shiur, so number one, I would like to dedicate for refuah shlema for Rachel Bas Ilsa, my revered mother-in-law, who went through a surgery. Mitzvah Shem, she should see a full recovery, Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael. Yesterday, something very amazing happened to me, and this will be for Suisa, the joke of this year, but this is really true. So last night I came home from Slichos at like 1 something. I knew I wouldn't be able to fall asleep automatically, so I tried to keep myself a little busy. So, and then I went upstairs, it was like 1:45 to go to sleep. Pashut couldn't go to sleep. Couldn't go to sleep. 1:40, and finally my wife kicked me out of the room. She's like, you're making so much noise, terrorizing the internet, fine. And almost the entire night I couldn't sleep. I slept for maybe an hour. And when I woke up in the morning, I felt very good about myself, because I really felt that the reason why I couldn't sleep is something that I heard many, many, many years ago from the famous Moshe Weinberger, who was speaking back in the days when he wasn't as popular. So I was one of the people who came to his shiur in Woodmere before it all started. And he explained that on Motzei Shabbos, one of the reasons why people can't sleep is Motzei Shabbos is the first time that, obviously this is a Hasidish idea, but the first time that Mashiach is, it comes from Shabbos, Mashiach is not supposed to come. So the neshamas don't want to go to sleep in Motzei Shabbos because it realizes that they're awaiting Mashiach. You try to fall asleep and the neshama says to you, no, that's not happening. So last night I thought that the reason why I couldn't fall asleep was because my neshama woke up finally. Finally, after all this time, unfortunately, we're not Sfardi, and we didn't say Slichos already from Elul. So finally, the neshama woke up and started saying Slichos and was very moved by it and said, what, are you crazy? How can you fall asleep? You got to do tshuva. And so I told my wife this amazing tzitzkos story of me, and she said to me, yeah, it could be that, or the fact that we went to a bar mitzvah last night and you had like 18 cups of Diet Coke. So I said, okay, that's not the story I want to tell my boys today, and certainly not put it on Y.M. Torah, but there is some sort of, I hope, opening. I remember, it's weird, we don't have this in the yeshiva. Every year it bothers me, I always think about this. I remember that growing up, so slichos, you walked into shul, you know, at that 12, whatever, 45, and the shul was different. They put all the white parochises on, they changed all the Torahs, and when you walked in, you had the sense of awe. And of course, the chasm started, Ashrei Yoshev Eisecha, and you were like, oh my God, this is it. It's a week before, well, many times it's a few days before Rosh Hashanah. Here, we always have a white parocha, so we don't really change anything, but I remember that awe. So Rav Soloveitchik, in a series of shurim, one is called Ne'erot Harav, which is something you might not have seen. I don't know if we have it here in the Beis Medrash. It's something very, very interesting. It was somebody who basically typed out Rav Soloveitchik's shurim, basically word for word. His name is David Schreiber, and he wrote these shurims out. I have a number of them. A bunch of guys have, through the years have borrowed it. It's a perfect shunavet thing to read, and it's really, his Torah is amazing, but you're really mamish reading Rav Soloveitchik's words, many times translated into English, but his words. And then later on, I saw this also the same idea was written in the Harei Kedem, Rav Shurkin, Sefer on the Rav. Then I saw it written again in Nefesh HaRav. Rav Schechter says this idea, and it's a fundamental yusod. I think that after this year, I hope you'll think of Slichos totally differently, and with that, I think you know, it'll be quite worth you having to be forced to come to this year today. So, What is the source of slicha? So we know, first of all, slicha is of course discussed within halacha, but it's not something that's codified in the Gemara, right? We don't see the source for slichas exactly in the Gemara, although the Gaonim discusses as a minhag kadmonim. It was an old minhag. And of course, we know this already. The Torah tells us, Vayavar Hashem al pano vayikra, that Moshe's countenance, by Moshe's countenance and proclaimed that these are the 13 attributes, Hashem, Hashem, Karach, Mechanam, and anytime you say that, I will forgive you. So this is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tells over in Daf Yud Zayin, source number 2, this famous idea. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says the following: Alma Mikra Kosev Ki Efshra La Amro. It's a little bit of a chutzpah to say Melamed Shenitzatev Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kishliach Tzibur V'Haro Lo LeMoshe Say the Tefillah. What exactly went over there? You know, I always, you know, we say the in Anan Zemiros, those who know what that is, at the end of the davening, if you're still here. So it says Keshet Tefillah Harali. I'm trying everything. Nothing's really working. Keshet Tefillah Harali Anan Tmunas Hashem LeNeged Einav. The Ribbono Shalom showed his Kesher Tefillin. So this is symbolic of that as well, right? Moshe Rabbeinu is seeing the countenance, whatever that means, Kivayachal, of course, of the Ribbono Shalom, of God. He passes over. So I always wondered so Moshe couldn't tell us what knot did he have in the back. Was it the dollar or the double dollar? I guess that's part of our Mesorah, breaking of Mesorah. We don't know exactly. So he passed, Amr Lo, Kol Zman Sheyishel Chotim Yasel Lefadah Kiseder Azur. So it's a fascinating Gemara. Anytime B'nai Yisrael sins again, not just Chayde Ego, say this, and this will be their magic potion that they can be saved. Now, it doesn't say anything about Slichos, but now we, of course, start to understand. The Rambam first codifies this halacha in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Gimel Halacha, Dalet, B'nogu Lakum Balayla, when? Balayla, B'asara Yomim Elu, Sheh, So of course, if you've noticed, the Rambam clearly is talking about what? Aseres HaMitshuva. So we have to understand, where does it come to play? Number one, the Sfardim start saying Slichot from Elul. We have many people who deliver goods to the yeshiva. One specifically is like, I call him, his Mahajan Sfardi. Like when he walks in, it's like, wow, you know, and it's very hard to understand them because, you know. So I said to him, you must be very tired these days. I'm like totally tired now. But he says, you must be very tired. Every day, slicha, slicha. And by the way, I may be wrong about this, but it's funny, by the Sfardim, they're very genuine in everything they do. So they always like say slichos at 5 o'clock in the morning. Like, I don't know of a lot of like minyanim like that say slichos at 9 o'clock in the morning, like the Ashkenazim or so. We say it for like 4, 5, 6, 7 days. And like we're already having a 7:30 minyan for slichos. It's like a little bit pathetic. So I said to him, this must be difficult. He says, we have to say it. So I said, why? He says, because anachnu ochnim kitniot b'pesach. So he says, it's a famous joke that he tells over. We eat kitniot, so we have to do kapara for the whole month. So I was wondering, would it be worth it for us to have Doritos and rice if we just had to say slichos, if that was something that was instituted. In any case, the Rambam does say this, although the Rambam does not say anything about our slichos that we just said. So there's a famous idea that we say it a few days before, because a korban took 4 days to prepare. You had to be tahor and to get away with the blemishes. So we have it has to be a mandatory 4 days, and of course we lose out, if you will, or not lose out. We're very lucky this year because we have almost a full week that we're able to say slichot. So the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Tav Kuf Pei Aleph, source number 4. For the following thing. Noagim lakum bashmarat habok mashmarot laomar slicha v'tachlunim mirosh chodesh elo ve'elach ad yom kippurim. Comes along the Shulchan Aruch and says, yeah, that Rambam is true about Aseres HaMitshuva, but we start from elo. Says the Ramah, what? Uminak Ashkenaz ain't okay. Don't worry, Ashkenazim, you'll be fine. Ella Rosh Chodesh Ve'elach Malchim Lutzkol B'Shofar. We have a really hard life. We have to say L'David Hashem Ori, and we have to blow the shofar. The Sfarim have to say Slichos. We just blow the shofar, right? So Sheish Mekom Shetokin Gam Ba'arvis. I never saw it. So Ve'om the Mashmar Slamar Slichos B'Yom Rishon Lufnei Rosh Hashanah V'Imchal Rosh Hashanah. Of course, the famous thing has to be 4 days. Fine. Who should be the Shliach Tzibor? So he writes, should be at least 30 years old. He should also be married. I just saw from Rav Nevinson in his Sefer, so he asked these questions. Sometimes these questions come up. When I was a little kid, not so little, my first time I ever got a gig blowing shofar, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was 14 years old. 14, 15, I think it was 14 years old. There was a shul in Yulin, and they had nobody to blow shofar. So the rabbi said, "I heard you blow shofar. Can you blow shofar for us?" So first of all, he asked me to come to his house because he didn't believe a little kid was able to blow 100 kolos. Haha, showed him. But it was a very interesting shul. Actually, it was, I think, the only time, if I'm not mistaken, I think the Sfarim do this as well. They blow shofar in Musaf, in the Sfarim Shmoneh Esrei. It's very, very, in my opinion, it's very, very moving to be davening Shmoneh Esrei, and all of a sudden, in the middle, somebody goes like this, and somebody starts blowing the shofar. It's very moving. The problem is that this was a modern Orthodox shul, and their pace, and my pace, did not match up at all. So the rabbi, who was standing next to me while I was davening Shmoneh Esrei, kept saying, "Nu, let's go. you got to finish. And I was like, on Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Kev Voseinu. I just started Shmoneh Esrei, and he wanted me to start blowing shofar. It wasn't the easiest blowing shofar. But, so Rav Nevinson asked this question, halachically, what's better? Is it better to have somebody who's more hagun, but not married, who's 30, but not married, how about a beard, not married, like all these different things in the permutation. So the question is the following. I understand when it comes to davening for the Amid, maybe for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. What about Slichos? What's so special about Slichos? So one simple answer, and I believe this Rav Soloveitchik says, is Kiviyachol, you're like the Rabbanu Shalom, right? You're the Shas. In fact, the person who davens for the Amid, as you saw, puts on a talus, which is, we don't normally do that at night, right? When's the only time we put a talus on at night? Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the only time. In fact, in order to make the bracha, you have to get there a little bit early to put the talus on to make a bracha. But we wear a talus at night. Zuck the halach, I think Rav Soloveitchik says this. Yeah, exactly. It's the same thing. He says, because it is slichos. Right? Yom Kippur is the day of slichos. We actually, Rav Soloveitchik says this in this piece as well. I don't want to say we get lucky, but I guess depending on where you daven, there was a huge talus sofer that was made. Huge. And that was, is that Yom Kippur, the machzer is a certain length, it's pretty big, right? And I'm sure you did when you were kids, obviously not in Shonen Dead. But when you were kids, you know, you start off at page 1, and then, you know, you get moving a little bit, and you're on page like 28, and then you see, you know, 1,684 is Me'ilah, and you're like, oh my God, this is going to be crazy. So imagine if it was double that size. What do I mean? Really, the way that the Maaser should have been is that there should be slichos in all tefillos. Most Achronim quote this as halacha. That's what the day was. It's the day of slichos. What happened? So the editors of the Maaser said, there's no way we can hold the binding like this. So we'll put it at Meiriv and put it in Nila, and everybody will understand the slichos are at everyone. But nobody does that. There are some very covetous shuls, like Rabbi Neuberger shul, who has a Maaser. And then they give out these pamphlets, these huge pamphlets that people have wanted to burn through the years, that they add the slichos during Shacharis, during Mincha, and that is really the way that it should be. Why? Because of this idea that it's like the Ribbono Shalom, the Shas is representing Kiviyachol, of course, and Kiviyachol, the Ribbono Shalom, who wrapped himself in a talus and said, say this thing. So that's what the halacha clearly says. So, the question, first of all, the Taz in Tavkut Pei Aleph says the following thing. That the min of Lilbosh Talis, as we just said, is Dafka during the night because it is a day of Slichos. Slichos is Misate Bakalish Baruch Batalis. You should wear a talis. Some people say, they ask us a good question. People who say Slichos, not as Chatzos, but in the morning, so is it better that they put that talus on first? So they're opposing me, say, yes, they should dafka put their talus on because you should be part of that seabird that's wearing the talus because of this line, the Ribbono Sha'olam, She'it Atef HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kishliach Tzibor. So there's a Shliach Tzibor, and then there's somebody who's acting like the Shliach Tzibor who's davening, and then there's the call themselves. So the Taz actually paskins this La'alocha, and that's why in Yom Kippur we wear a talus. The obvious question has to be, why at night? Why at night? We actually, night is not a time for tefillah. We happen to daven Meiriv at night, of course, but we know that the Meiriv is really Rishus, not actually real Rishus, la halacha, although some might differ with that in certain places. But we, of course, daven ma'ariv as a chiyuv nowadays. But tefillah is really a daytime thing, right? Obviously, the first time that tefillah comes to play, right? Svayakom avim baboiker, we learn tefillah shachris and tefillah mincha. But ma'ariv is a little bit different. So the question is that what is this tefillah that's at night? We know that night is dedicated to Torah. If you look at source number, I don't know, Kumi Roni Balaila. The Gemara in source number 6, the Gemara in Erubin and Daf, Erubin and Samaches, Lo Iber Laila Ella Ligirsa. Night was created for the study of Torah. Right? And in fact, I don't have this written, but Afa Pi, Shemitzvah lelamid bayom v'balayla ain't adam lomed rov chachmasu ela balayla. You should be learning dafka at night. Night is a better time to learn. L'fich misharot lizakot beketer atov yizar bechol leilosav v'lo yavod afilo achas b'sheina v'achila b'shtia ela b'tamatar. It's a time of tamatar. Amru chachamim, and we learn from this. We learn from this from Eicha shenamra kumi roni balayla. Lurosh Marto. Rambam b'chala oisik b'torah b'layla chut shel chesed nimshach alav bayom. It's a continuation. But layla is the time of Torah. It's not time of tefillah. Right? So much so, Rabbi say that we have a halacha about what type of Torah you're allowed to learn. Maybe not allowed to say Tehillim at night, some people paskin. So what exactly is going on here? What is this kumi roni b'layla doing over here? So if you look at the Levush in source number 8, in Tavkuf Pei Aleph, it says something remarkable in my opinion. Rav Mordechai Yaffe says, V'afakav shecholi mos hashana ein omrim tiskabel, elo achar tefilos yurches. We have a tefillah of Kaddish called Kaddish tiskabel. Tavish tiskabel generally is a statement of tefillah is done now. Tefillah is done. We might do other things after that, like aleinu, but this is the ending of tefillah. And in fact, aleinu was instituted, so you shouldn't run out of shul right after Kaddish Haskabel. You should say something. You said, aleinu. Shebechol yomos hashana ein omrim tiskabel elo achar yuchedu, shekein hu mashmos loshon sevosrecha pirshu tefillah v'tzdam tefillah tefillah shudches. Obviously, when Gemara says, when the Rambam says the word tefillah, doesn't mean actual davening. It's talking about what? Shemon Esrei. She'ein et seder haslichos shebnigdu kulam al seder tefillah kol hayom ki apsukim she'omrim kol haslichos hein keneged psukei dezimra. Says the Levush something fascinating, and Rav Salvation goes along this path and changes your whole thought process of what slichos is. Says the Levush, slichos is shmona esrei. It's your typical tefillah. Why? Because you start off with ashrei. What's ashrei? Every tefillah has ashrei in it, or psukei dezimra. So you have psukim also, right? What's the psukim in the beginning? L'chash ha'nisach ha'lana b'shas ha'panim ma'an ha'sudim. Again, what's the ikar of slichos? Hashem Hashem k'rachim mechonim. Say 3 times, 4 times, 5 times, depending on the time of the year, what place you daven. That's the ikar. But you need to have psukim zimra before. So you have this whole introductory paragraph, right? Ha'nisham ha'lach, ve'aguf ha'lach. You go on and on. Hapsukim shomer kol neslichos heim kineged pesukim dezimra. Ve'aslichos yugnil midos is shmon esrei. Ve'makom yud ches she'ikar tefilas or yud gimel midos v'achach noifin al paneihem. You do tachana. You ever realize what you do tachana at night for? And then we end off with kaddish tiskabel. It's unbelievable. Never thought of this. You have this tefillah. The chazan puts on a talis and he says ashrei. Is it we down in mincha now? We down in ma'ariv now? No. We have this special. You almost can say, almost, that it's like a ke'ein, like an extra tefillah during this time. Like an eel almost. It's an esrotzon, it's a time of esrotzon. We added a tefillah. So when people think to themselves, ugh, what am I, you know, you guys don't know what I'm talking about, but maybe you can remember a little bit last year. People don't come to slichos. Right? They don't come, they don't show up. And anybody ever think on Yom Kippur not to show up? Nila? I daven Meyer last night. I daven Shachars. I daven Musaf. Nila, I'm not an idiot, I know. It's extra. I don't have to go to Nila. Nila is the culmination of all of our tefillahs of the... But so is Slichus. It's that extra thing. Rabbanu Shalom is giving us the opportunity to say this. Only Rav Salavitcher can say a line like this. He says, Slichus is a license that was granted to call a special convocation forbidden the rest of the year. You can't stop, just wake up one day and go, guys, come on. Tonight, 12:30, we're going to have a special tefillah. We're going to say Tehillim. We're going to say, you're not allowed to do that. So, that's what's so special about it. So, Soloveitchik, I would say it's Mechadish, which just quotes the Levush, really. That this is the central idea. The idea is, Slichus is this extra tefillah that's added. It's mamish amazing. If you look in source number 7, the Birka Yosef says, the Chida, Shebechodesh Elo Vaseres Meitshuva Yota Tov Lamar Slichus Tachnun Ematzibar. Milalame Torah. Shiloh was asked, right? That's not a fair question, but I'll say it anyway. I don't know how it usually works the other way around, right? Usually it's a Svardi Bachar asking Rav Avadya Yosef, what do I do? I'm stuck in an Ashkenazi yeshiva. Nebuch. So now you have the opposite, right? Rabbi Allen comes up to me and he says, listen, we don't have enough for a minyan for Slichon, right? And it's last week. Last week to Ashkenazim is like quasi Elul. It's not even Elul, you know? It's after Labor Day, it does. Not Elul. So he asks, can I join? So what do I say to Rabbi Allen? I would like to join you, but I can't. I'm learning now. Says the Chida, that's not an appropriate thing to say. It's better to do slichos. Okay, I'm not saying, okay, it happens not to be a time for slichos for me personally because I'm Ashkenaz, but don't give that an excuse. And this is actually is discussed in halacha. Right? I think Rav Chaim Kanievsky has asked this question. I've seen it a lot of times where the Bachar asked a good question. You guys are obviously feeling it. Some of you literally are feeling it. Which is what? I said slichos last night. I went to my bed at 1:30 in the morning. I'm so tired now. My learning is 100% affected now in a negative way. Because I can't. It's a very hard time of the year, right? People are much more edgy. I woke up this morning from my hour nap, you know, popping Excedrins and popping the, you know, Coke Zeros. So that, you have a whole week of this. Says the Chida, during this time, Slichus is more important. I'm giving you an opportunity to add a tefillah. It's unbelievable. I'm giving you Kaina Ne'ilah every day. You're saying, sorry. And now we can start to understand why is it better to say Slichos at 12:30 or 5 o'clock in the morning and not at 7:30? Because it's not Shacharis. It's 7:30 in the morning already. It's not good. It's interesting, if I'm not mistaken, Rav Avadya Yosef has a tshuva as well, where he was asked the following question. No, Nebuch. You have a shul, and it was a school actually, and they got a little problem in the morning. They can't figure out how they're going to fit this Slichos thing in. Right, got an 8 o'clock davening, 9 o'clock shir, how are we going to do this? So they asked Rav Avadya Yosef, what's the point anyway of Slichos at 8 o'clock in the morning? We're not doing it at 5 in the morning, we're not doing it at 12:30, it's not night. Can we do it at Mincha? Mincha will have more time, maybe the secular subjects then. So Rav Avadya says, yeah, there's no difference, you can do it right before Mincha. What's the difference? Once you're already saying at 8 o'clock in the morning, interesting. So we'll see, Rav Salavitcher, I think, wouldn't agree with that idea because of what he's going to explain in a moment. But nonetheless, keep that in mind. Because if it really should be done at night, so now we understand. It's supposed to be the time of tefillah, but we allow this. So, the Gemara in Brachas tells us, Roi she'adam yisfala kol hayom. Wouldn't it be amazing if we could just daven the entire day? But we know, pasuk from Daniel, that we only daven 3 times a day. Slichus, says Rav Salavitcher, is a heter to daven a 4th time in the day. You don't have to just daven. Right? You just decided now, you know what? My mincha wasn't good. Rabbi Hartstein, can I leave you shir now to daven mincha again? I didn't have kavanah. So the answer is you're not allowed to daven again. It's a tefillas nedava. That's in very specific and certain situations. Sometimes we let you say tefillas nedava if you wasn't sure shmona eshmona esri. Yeah, all different things. And this is an important fact. So if you turn the side now, we'll see another question. You might have noticed this morning that Rav Siv, Poisek of the Yeshiva, he davened Shacharis. My high. Since when do we have that such a great person is a davened Shacharis? Normally we leave it to the kids who can't pronounce the words. What's going on? So says the Mishnah Berurah in source number 9, Shachris u'mincha u'matcha b'mitzvah o'yimim gomaru gomer v'yesh omrim daf arvish shalafaneinu aval arvish alayom l'achrav ein. If you say slichus, you should be gomer the mitzvah and daven shachris. At least daven mincha, maybe even the mayor, not the mayor after the mayor before. So Rav Soloveitchik says, where does this come from? Gomer is a mitzvah. So we know early on, you know, who really did the mitzvah of Kever Yosef, of the Kvura of Yosef's bones, even though Moshe was supposed to do it. Moshe didn't take it to Eretz Yisrael in the end. It should be Gomer. It's a mitzvah. We have this by other things. What's the Gomer of the mitzvah? I said Slichas. I'm done. Did anybody ever say, well, I'm sorry, you know, you have a good Shana Aleph thing. Sammy Katz goes up to the guy who davened Shachas. You know, the halacha is, you have to be Gomer of the mitzvah. Can you daven Mincha now? I don't want it. I'm sorry, it's the halacha. We don't say that. What happened over here all of a sudden? So, Bir Hatev says the same thing over here. Afilo Avrish, Amachal B'mitzvah, Oymin Lo Gomer, you should finish the mitzvah. Why? What's going on? Says Rav Soloveitchik in source number 11 in Rav Shechter Sefer, Nefesh HaRav, getting all the sources over here, the following. V'nire Lomar Bazeh, the Tefilas Mincha, Ein Lo Shum Kesher L'Tefilas Musaf. Nobody ever says that. Nobody says, well, Mincha is tied to Musaf. Shachris is tied to Mincha. The Chayin Tefilas Musaf, Eichum Shum Kesher L'Shtir Shachris. L'Kach Lo Shach. By the way, technically, you could daven, you're not supposed to, but you could daven Mincha after Musaf. I only did that once in my life I ever remember. Very strange. Very, very strange. I found myself on a business trip to Switzerland, to Geneva. And unfortunately, I didn't get to book my flight, but the flight that I took from New York to Geneva was Rosh Chodesh. No, Nebuch, no minion, no nothing. Very difficult. So, I don't know why I did this. I don't remember what my sitkus was behind this. I davened Shachris, I guess, on a plane. I don't know why. I said, you know what, I'm going to make, well, wait for Musaf. I'll tell you why I wait. I know why now. I waited for Musaf because I knew at this show, at least in the days that I used to be in telecom, there were a lot of Jews, a lot of frum Jews. And some of the top companies had a lot of frum people. So I said, maybe we'll get a minion. And everybody, there were a lot of people on the plane anyway. There was, maybe everybody's in our scenario. We can daven Musaf together with Biminion. So I'll wait to daven Musaf. Maybe the wrong thing to do, but okay. So there was one particular company. It was actually owned by Chassidim. So we went to their booth and we said to them, you guys want to daven? They said, yeah, we didn't daven Mincha yet. So we get there. And I said, what about Musaf? Who daven? So everybody's like, yeah, we also were on the plane, but we all daven Musaf already. You crazy? What are you, stupid? So fine. So we daven Mincha. I hadn't daven Musaf yet. I had no choice. I had to daven Mincha with them. They're davening Mincha. One good time to maybe. No, I should daven. Okay, fine. And then I was done. It was me and a few friends. So I thought it was appropriate. I could be wrong about this. I didn't look it up. You know, 15 years later. I then daven Musaf. But you're allowed to do something very interesting. I don't know if you've ever had this. I once had this when I was davening in Bnei Yeshurun. And they wanted to kill the guy. There is a halacha that says that if a person missed Shachris, he walks into shul, and they're up to Aleinu or something, he can tell everybody to stay, and all of a sudden he just goes, Baruch Atah Hashem, he does a Heich Kedusha for himself. And everybody has to answer him. There's something there. I don't know what it is exactly. It's not Tefillah B'Tzibur, or Salvation would be, it says Tefillah B'Tzibur is only when the Tzibur is davening. Okay, it's something. So I did the same thing by Musaf. Why not? What's the difference? So we had like four people davening. I don't know, I thought that was okay. But the mashmos, there's no kesher between the two. Heim nifradim lazeh. The eich slichos niru lomar, the im lomasho, yashkim acher lomar slichos v'acher yelech lo, lishon, v'lo yitpalel, v'lo shachos, lo mincha bo yisoyom. You ready for this? You're going to be shocked. The guy decides he gets really inspired by slichos, that there's slichos tonight, so he goes to slichos. And he doesn't daven Shachris in the morning. He oversleeps. Right? This guy over here just texting me right now. Rabbi Hartstein, I need someone to bring me up food right now. I'm sick. Hotel. So
This guy's sick. So he's sick. So he came to Sluchos last night. No, he's sick in bed, let's say, this guy. He didn't daven Shachos yet. He didn't daven Mincha yet. Says Rav Soloveitchik, Lo yotza yidei chavasa Sluchos. The chol yisod, the foundation of Sluchos, hainu, betoris hakdama l'shar tfilois. Chidush neflad moi. The whole point of Sluchos is a hakdama, is a preparatory state to your tefillah for the rest of the day. And now I understand the Magen Avraham. The reason why Rav Siv had a daven shachris is why? Because he davened the hachana tefillah called Sluchos. And it sets the tone for the rest of the tefillahs. It's like the extra, it's a bonus. You don't want your bonus points? But the bonus here is a little bit different. It starts before the bonus points. So he davened shachris because he's gomer the mitzvah. What was the first mitzvah? The first mitzvah was what? Was Sluchos. Again, so it's not like Ne'ilah then. It's like some sort of bonus tefillah that adds on to your actual tefillah of Shemoneh Esrei, of Shachris, and of Mincha. Therefore, again, this guy, he didn't daven, I just made it up, I'm sure. I mean, I'm sure there's a reason why his tefillah's on the Bima. So he didn't daven Shachris this morning. He didn't come to Mincha. So now I have to say to him, I'm sorry, I can't even bring you food. You didn't daven. You sleep with nothing. It's a chiddush neflad moi. What? Yeah, that's, you should eat that. So, fine. So, the Hari Kedem, so he quotes from Soloveitchik, he has these different beautiful ideas. I don't have time now to go into each of them. This idea of sa'aka, of tefillah. He says that this is not exactly tefillah as we know it. I'll just give you one example. So the example he brings in Nira Habir Hu Al Pimashe Yakdimot Tfilas Lichas Kaminad La Amro Bitsa'aka Velabalach. I'm sure you realize this. I remember when I was in Yeshivat HaKotel. So I remember my first year there, and then subsequently went back. There was a guy. I actually don't remember his name. Just wonder whatever happened to him. This guy was amazing. I don't know how a person does this. First night of Slichas, and every day subsequent to Slichas, it wasn't much older than I was then. Cry like a baby. He would sing the Hashem, when he would say Hashem, Hashem, Karach, Mechanan, as a 20-something-year-old person, crying. During tefillah, it's actually not appropriate. I'm sure you might, I don't know if you've ever dived in a place where somebody starts screaming out tefillah. It's not appropriate, right? Right, or maybe claps even. That's not what tefillah is about. Says Rav Soloveitchik, that is what slichos are about. Slichos is different. Look at the Rambam, he says. The Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Bet, Halacha Dalet. Midarki HaTshuva Lios Hashev Tsoek Tamid Lefnei Hashem Bebech Yotachnun. You want to do Tshuva? Cry about it. Famous thing we talked about last week, Rosh Hashanah. Is it a day of crying? Is it not? It depends on what type of crying it is. If it's just crying out of fear, that's not it. It's a crying that you have this opportunity, that may be mutter. The Yesh Matbeam Yuchad Tfila Shel Tshuva Shehi Tzaaka Bebechi Ubetachnunin. And therefore, the Tfilas Haslichos He Tfila Shel Tshuva. It's a different Tfila of Tshuva Bech Betachnunim. And we could say, we could add on to this, it gets us ready for the other Tfilas. And that's what it makes sense if you take this Komi Roni Balayla. Now you understand. What does it say? Bacha Titke Balayla Hazeh. We know that is Tisha B'Av. But he's talking about that's the time to cry. It's not his night, the time of din. So we know halachically that a person's not allowed to daven, not allowed to say slichus at the beginning of the night because it's the time of din. That's part of the problem we'll discuss in a moment. But after that, at the chatzos state, it would be mutter to do that. So that's one idea of Sa'aka. Just to see, there's a beautiful piece. I'd be happy to show it to anybody who would like to see this piece we have in the back of the yeshiva of the Hari Academy. Finally, now that we've learned this great chiddush, just as a halachic level, there was a great discussion about if slichos can be said any earlier than chatzos. The Mishnah Berurah paskens in Tovkuf Samachay, Sivkatan Hay, Ein Lomar, source number 12, Kodim Chatzos, Laila Shum Slichos. Lo Yigun Milos Mishum Panim, Leola! Chutzme Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, obviously, we do that. Says you're not allowed to do it.
Magen Avraham, here, source number 13. Ein lomar kodem chatzos laila, shum slichos, v'lo yugim imudus m'shum panim, li'olam, chutz mi, Yom Kippur. It's the Mishnah Berurah getting from the Magen Avraham. So this became a famous question that was asked. The first question was asked of Moshe Feinstein, and it was Moshe or Chaim Schelek Bey Simon Kuf Hey, I believe, where he was asked the following question. We're not experiencing this, thank God, we should know from this. But it used to be very dangerous in New York City. That maybe it's becoming a little bit dangerous as well now, in Chelsea, places like that. And people were afraid to go out at night. Rav Moshe lived on the Lower East Side, maybe still a little bit dangerous. So they asked first about davening Ma'ariv early, having just a minyan at 7 o'clock, even though it was light outside, stuff like that. So then they asked, what about... So I don't know if you guys... I think you guys are aware, right? In America, this is very popular. You have a 10 o'clock minyan, right? So...
Eich im hu ba'ofen shi efshar mi'chatzois v'lahal yivatel sibor.
Nobody's coming at 12:30 at night. You're crazy. You can't go out at 12:30 at night. Yesh l'hater beged ha'roi shah gam l'chechila
mitchila ki b'tavarim elu ein makar b'gamara.
Because it doesn't say in the Gemara mamish, it's halacha, but it doesn't say in the Gemara, you know, you have to say slichos at a certain time, it doesn't say anything about slichos. So he allows it, but he says it's only harasha. Like if you look at the last line here in source number 15, avot tzarech lefarsem uleodia shehu rak harasha mifnei hadchak. Rak b'shana zu, b'shana ba, you have to say it at the regular time. Right? You're having riots in wherever, Bach City in America is having riots right now. Again, it's 12:30. And we're afraid to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. So then he let them do it later. Some say that Rav Moshe was asked, he said it's better to have it as late as possible, so there would be a milo to have it at 11 o'clock or 10 o'clock as opposed to 8 o'clock. But now, it doesn't seem that this is in accordance with Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein, as you see, very, very clearly, did not allow slichos unless it's a time of harasha. There's a reason for it. And in fact, Rav Soloveitchik is quoted here in source number 14 from Rav Schechter in Mipnine Harav. Meshach har beishanim darish rabbeinu bein kesel azur, between Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the kenes, the famous kenes that he had, the kama palm in his kir betoch durashato, she'ein zenachot, mashanogu mitzas kilos lomar, es aslichos balayla, la'achar tvilas arvis, koidum chatzos. He never understood why people did this. Talk about the Rosh and the Rambam, and according to everything that we said, lakum roni b'layla, layla's after chatzos, tachnunim after chatzos. The ishtativ in minyan she'omu slichos b'layla la'achar tefilas arvis. Echadayim hu mazkir b'drashato ananlal. He says that's a little bit strange, because when Salvitri became old, he wasn't able to stay up late. And he had a problem with his health. So he would join this minyan. And even when he dominated this minyan, he told everybody, this is the wrong thing. I have a choice. What do you want me to do? It's very interesting. So too, Rav Avadya Yosef here in Chav Das, Chelek Aleph, Simen Mem Vav, and Mem Gimel, Chelek Gimel, he has this as well. He quotes the Rav Pa'olim, Shema Acher Be'artzot, Kodum Chatzos, they would say it, Hu Acher Chatzos, Laila Shal Eretz Yisrael. Maybe it's okay to say it in America at 8 o'clock. Why? Because it's after Chatzos in Eretz Yisrael. So maybe we could say that that's Midas HaRachamim, because this Midas HaRachamim now, right now, is going on. And I never heard that before. Umisha Chatzos Eretz Yisrael mitoirim HaRachamim. Maybe you could say that. This is very interesting. Shakol toy benikudas HaChatzos. So you could start saying slichos already, you know, when it gets dark outside in America, according to that. Okay, it doesn't leave this as a halacha l'maisa. But I think that what we've seen this wonderful afternoon, I hope, has framed your slichos different for the rest of your entire life. And that is that slichos is a hachana for all the tefillos of what we call now the Yom Nara. Those who, you know, thought you had a few minutes to breathe. Breathing is over now. That's it. Yom Nerim started, and Rosh Hashanah awaits us. Some say that the whole reason why we actually say Slichas now, Ashkenazim, is that there's always, obviously, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, the day of Shabbos, so we have to fill in the Eretz Yisrael that we don't say Slichas. But nonetheless, we'll be saying it now for almost more than a full week before Rosh Hashanah. We have a chance to add on a tefillah that's a hachana to all the tefillahs of the day. It's an amazing idea. Mstama, I've seen many Svarim say this, that's why probably the best time to say Slichas, the absolute best time, is right before Vasigen. The ideal time to daven, obviously, is Vasigen. So you say it, whatever it is, a half hour before that, before you would start Shacharis, because it's a hachana to your Shacharis. So it's a question, is a hachana also to Arvis? So we see this quasi yudches. So it's amazing if you start tonight when you say Slichas, you realize that I'm saying Ashrei, like a regular Ashrei, Pesukei Zimra almost, the Kaddish, the half Kaddish, the Kaddish Tzkabil, the Tachlin that we say. This is an amazing formula that the Rosh Hashanah gave us. And as we, as obviously, Kashur, of course, to Rosh Hashanah as well. But you can't just come into to this holiday of Rosh Hashanah with anything. I'll just end off with a story I've told before. I was reminded of it because I went to an event on Friday night and someone told it over in a much different way than I ever heard it. I'll tell it my way because it's much nicer. So, and this maybe will help you with why we have Slichas now. Certainly by this far. There was the Charedim have this idea that by Shevet Brachos they hire someone called a Batchan. He's a jokester. Unfortunately, I've never been hired for this position, but I think I would be very good. Right? Lipa Schmelzer does very well. Probably his parnasa is based on this. He makes songs and stuff like that. Makes everybody happy. The Chasam Kaddish. Good. So they make jokes. So they hired this Batchan guy. And this is, whatever it is, 20 years ago, whatever it might be, a little bit more. And it's in Eretz Yisrael. And the Batchan gets up and he starts with a joke. I'll just to tell you the end of it in a moment. As he starts the joke, he gets up there, and back of him walks in the amazing Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, the Bacher, the Chassan went to Kol Torah. He's telling the joke, and Rav Shlomo Zalman's sitting there. So listen to the joke. It's not going to be so funny, but just listen to it. There's a very rich individual who supports a certain yeshiva, and his daughter, beautiful daughter, is ready to get married. So the guy goes to the yeshiva, and he says, there's yeshiva, new! Sprinzel. She's ready to get married. I want Kluger Shiva Kluger. What does Kluger mean? The smartest of the smart. Shlomo Kluger. Spitz of the Spitz. I want the top guy in the yeshiva. Don't lie to me. I want the top guy. So he says, you want the Kluger Shiva Kluger. So honestly, it's that guy over there. Points to a certain guy. So he says, but he's not for your daughter. He's not for your daughter. What are you telling me? He's not for my daughter. Is he the Kluger, the Kluger? Is the Kluger, the Schmidt? Yep. She says, why is he not for my daughter? Well, as much as he's a smart, he's got a stomach. He's got a really bad stutter. You heard this, right? He's got a bad stutter. So, did you hear it like this? Yeah. Wait, where'd you hear it from? Sammy Cass takes my material. So, let's tell it over anyway. So he says, so the boy is so excited. Rosh Hashiva comes up to him and says, you're not only going out on a date, you're going out on a date with the rich of the rich. I think it was Sprinzel. So, says, he gets ready for Achona for the date. He gets there and, knew what happens? Knocks on the door, rings the doorbell, whatever. The mother opens the door, and he's so nervous. He starts stuttering, and all he wants to say is good evening, and he can't get it out. Finally, after a half hour, he says good evening. They go out on a date. It doesn't really matter if they had a good time or not. It's not important. It's all what the mother thinks. The mother calls her a shashiva and says, what are you, crazy? This kid stutters. It's not for my girl. She's, what are you talking about? I told your husband, I had a conversation. I called the day before to remind him. She said, I know, but you told me he's the Kluger of the Kluger, the Schmitz of the Schmitz. If he was really the klug and the schmitz and the schmitz,
he would have stuttered a half hour before he rang the doorbell.
And when the doorbell would, she would open the door, he would then say good evening. Shlomo Zalman Aruch. Now everybody says, look who's there. And you see your Shlomo Zalman visibly distraught. Shlomo Zalman gets up and he says, how can you say this joke? That's what the Rabbanu Shalom is saying to us. Don't come into next Sunday night when someone's going to get up there and go, yeah, and you'll be like, oh my God, it's Rosh Hashanah, shoot! I forgot!
No! It says, get ready now! That's what Slichos is about!
Hachana, preparation! A quasi-tefillah nehilah! You have a preparatory stage! You have this extra thing! Your Rabbanu Shalom says, come! I'm going to wrap myself in a talis! This is the ingredients to do! You're not going to do that? Are you crazy? That's the achana for us to be able to say good evening to the Rabbanu Shalom. We spent a week in Slichos. Now that we understand Slichos, we can have much more kavanah and we don't have to say, I'm sorry, I don't understand. I understand. Thank you, Hashem, for this great opportunity. And Hashem, we should be zoicha to understand Slichos in its complete and entire way. And be zoicha to Baruch Hashem, a kasiva, chasima, toiv, for all of Klal Yisrael, forever.